Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. 1 o'clock means the big one. Your biggest story in D.C. sports. The Redskins are 2-1. They beat the Raiders, and so they get top billing. Has your evaluation on them changed? That is what we want to know. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. At 1:30, we'll get into NFL ratings. There is a lot coming out.
A lot of data.
Are they up? Are they down? Everything's misleading, and there's different things. And depending on who you're following, that's a different categories and stats being provided. So we're going to parse all of those things up and have a conversation about NFL TV ratings and what they mean moving forward and whether or not what happened this weekend with Donald Trump going after the NFL and players and the NFL's attempt to make the game safer. And players reacting with signs of unity ended up hurting the TV ratings at all. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. But before we get to the calls, and again, the phones are open. You haven't had much of a chance to chime in today on the Redskins, so we want to hear from you. 800-636-1067. Has your evaluation changed? I had the Redskins at 7-9. I still have them at 7-9. So my answer is no. This was not a game I predicted that they would win. However, when the schedule came out, I thought they'd be 2-2 through 4. And I think they're going to be 2-2 through 4 because I think they lose to Kansas City. If they beat the Chiefs on Monday night, I will say that, yes, my evaluation was flawed and I was incorrect, and they are better than 7-9 at 3-1 with two marvelous wins against good AFC West teams that are going to be in the playoffs. Danny, you had them at 5-11.
That's right.
Has your evaluation changed?
100%. 100%. I thought the bottom would fall out. I thought this was going to be a disaster. I thought week one with an offense that was inept was what we were in for. I thought Jay Gruden was going to be over his head, not just calling plays, because he can do that. He is a good offensive mind that's good at calling plays, but I thought we'd have clock management gaffes, plays not getting in on time because he's worried about substituting and all the things a head coach CEO has to do when he would, you know, throw the challenge flag on a non-challengeable play, and just all sorts of weird mechanical stuff that was just going to be too much to handle. I thought the bottom was going to fall out of this team. I'm dead wrong. They're competitive, and they will be competitive. I don't know that you end up at 11, 12 wins, but you get to dream after you beat an Oakland team in primetime the way that they did. To show that level of performance shows that it's in you. Now, granted, it took the perfect storm again for Oakland to have just their all-time worst game, as bad a game as they'll have this year in all likelihood, unless our evaluation of them was completely wrong. But to be able to show that and dominate the way that they did, where despite two heinous mistakes of giving the football away in your own red zone, those are the only points that Oakland mustered. They never crossed half field on their own. Until late in the game. My evaluation, you have to update your file. If you thought like me that this whole offseason was setting the backdrop for this story or for this story of this season where they thought they knew better, they fired the one guy that gave them some credibility and then kind of moved to this, we know everybody inside the building was the best guy, nobody outside the building knew any better, we'll promote Doug Williams, all the old scouts just get new titles and more money and change offices, etc. This was them saying, we know exactly what we're doing. And through a few weeks, they look smart. They do.
If they don't take a big step back, it's a huge win for the guys like Alex Santos.
Yes, 100%.
And like A.J. Smith's son, Kyle, and Eric Schaefer. Because they'd tell you, I bet, if you had a conversation with them, that Scott McLuhan got too much credit, and probably too much blame at times, but oftentimes way too much credit, and that they were doing a really good job. That they had this thing turned around before he got here, that it is essentially coincidental that the two really good seasons in a row that they had by their standards compared to previous years happened when Scott McLuhan was around, and that when he was out and they pushed him out, and they'd tell you probably that it was his doing, not that it was anything that the team didn't have to do because of infighting with Bruce Allen, which is the perception. But they'd say, guess what? We're going to be just fine. We've still got people who can run this program without Scott McLuhan. We still have the ability to evaluate players and go get DJ Swearinger and go draft Jonathan Allen. Now, McLuhan will tell you that that's his board. That's his draft board. That was his free agency plan. He was on record before the season started. So obviously, if it wasn't, he could have said so if he didn't like the players they went and got. So it's going to take a little bit more time in terms of transactions, acquisitions in the off seasons to determine whether or not they miss him from a scouting standpoint.
Right.
But from a culture point of view, which you've talked about a lot, without him being around, they're going to have the bottom just completely fall, and this is going to be a disaster year. It's not off to that kind of start.
No, it isn't.
But again, it's early. It's 2-1, and they were very close to it being that way.
Had they lost
that game to the Rams,
yeah,
and they didn't come out and play the way that they did, and they're 0-2, and then you got the Raiders, the whole thing is different.
Exactly. And that's what I thought was going to happen after the way they came out against the Eagles offensively. Just couldn't get out of their own way. Looked like they hadn't practiced together. Looked like they're a bunch of strangers that had just met on a reality show on Friday trying to play football together on a Sunday. Much better effort, obviously, week two. Great plan against the Rams. So I'm with you. I don't necessarily think they beat the Chiefs this coming Monday. That's the best team in the NFL right now, probably, in their building, where they're terrific. Now, I know there's somebody threw up a stat that I saw. I was trying to find that just now while you were talking. Or the Chiefs actually haven't been that remarkable on Monday Night Football at home or something like that. I'm not as worried about their past demons as I am about Washington's in primetime football. The last couple games they've played on Sunday night, notwithstanding. But that's a really, really good team that knows what they're about, really well coached, and always has a counterpunch. Kansas City is nasty. You lose that game. Again, we talked about this past week to Oakland. There's no shame. If you find a way to be competitive against them, like Philadelphia did, and take them to the fourth quarter, like some teams maybe will do, I think you could feel pretty decent about it heading into the bye week with San Francisco and round two against Philly coming up after that. If you've somehow found a way to win this ball game, I think you get to have some of those crazy discussions at the barbershop. And you see somebody in a Redskins jersey in line at the supermarket. You get to have a ridiculous conversation. You go 3-1 through this stretch, going into the bye week, go crazy. Let your mind wander. Seriously.
I agree. If you beat the Raiders and the Chiefs in a span of 8 days, both on national television, it will be the most impressive and prolific week and a day in Redskins football in 20 years. I mean, the fact that we can even have this conversation is amazing because of how well they played against Oakland. Now, the fact is they're probably going to get smacked in the mouth by the Chiefs, mm-hmm. who are better than the Raiders. And I'm not just saying that in hindsight. The Chiefs were my number one team in my power rankings last week. Spoiler alert, they're going to stay there. They throttled the Patriots. They beat up on the Chargers. And they handled an Eagles team that played pretty well.
Yeah.
I think Kansas City's great. But if the Redskins beat Kansas City on the road on Monday Night Football and they come back here and we're doing a Victory Tuesday show.
Can you imagine?
3-1 going into a bye week, 2 weeks of talking about that, and then they get San Francisco before they start putting hay in the barn against the division. Then the sky's the limit for this team. If you're 3-1 through the four-game schedule that they got, especially after an opening loss to the Eagles in a game you could have won, then you start talking about potential for double-digit wins.
And so we're finding out, too, by the way, as the Eagles progresses, it's like one of those early college football season matchups, right, where let's say a national power has got national championship aspirations, loses a tough one early. If you're that fan base, you're watching that other team to find out what they do. And all of a sudden, they start beating up on people. Philadelphia's been really impressive in their 3 weeks. Again, they lost a game at Kansas City that they were absolutely in and had some shots
in. They played the Chiefs tough. They could have very easily lost to the Giants this weekend, who were 0-2.
That's true.
But I think division games, by and large, in the NFL, and specifically in the East, records and a lot of things don't matter.
So, but if we see my point, if Philly kind of keeps rolling, you go, you know what? That loss doesn't look as bad.
Yeah, we went through their schedule. I looked it up last night at the start of the show today. I think they're going to be 6-2 through 8 games. I believe that. They have a soft next month. There's a lot of gimmies in there.
So we did this last year, too, where we all kind of thought Pittsburgh would be pretty good. So you lose week one to Pittsburgh, you didn't look real good. All right. It still doesn't determine your season. Losing the way they did to Dallas in week two was frustrating. It was awful because of the fourth quarter interception in the end zone, et cetera, et cetera. We know what happened. That loss didn't look as bad as the season went on because Dallas just kept beating people. Dallas kept doing what they did, and you realize the Redskins actually played them better than a lot of these teams
sure.
that they're rolling over. That's kind of my point with Philly in week one. That loss could be framed a lot differently as both teams go.
The Redskins didn't have Reed or Kelly and looked the way that they did with almost 500 yards of offense. They'll be getting both of them back, presumably, on Monday night. That should help. But they have not gotten big production at all from their outside receivers. Terrell Pryor has been a net minus. Josh Doctson has made one play through three games.
Mm-hmm.
His only catch, legitimately, statistically, the only one he had. It was a big one, 52-yard score. Crowder finally looked like his old self. It took three games. Reed, through three contests, has been a B-minus version of what he normally gives you. Cousins is going to keep you in games and give you chances to win. Whatever you think of Kirk Cousins, whether you're teammate Carr or you're not, you think he deserves to be paid or not, the fact is, when you look at how this team has performed with him as the starter, they are in way more games than they aren't. Defensively, they are markedly improved. They are way better than they were last season. There's no comparing this defense to last year's. They can run the ball a little bit better, it seems like. They're certainly more committed to doing so. This team might be better than we thought it was. That's the question. We'll take your calls next. Let's open up the Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines for your feedback at 800-636-1067. Are we getting ahead of ourselves because they looked so good against the Raiders and it's just a game? 2-1 Redskins. Or are they better than you had projected, than we had thought they were going to be? Has our evaluation been altered? We're Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.